T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The United States has ordered what's being called all non-essential government staff to leave Iraq. This as tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to rise. On our newsline, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, the ranking member, top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, what is your take on this order for U.S. personnel to get out of Iraq?
Well, first, it's alarming that the administration has not briefed members of Congress about its decision. I read this morning about this ordered departure for our embassy in Iraq, one of the largest embassies we have in the world. And one can only interpret that to be one of two things. Either there is credible intelligence of a threat against our embassy people and personnel in Iraq, we have military personnel in Iraq, or there is some preparation for some type of military conflict to take place. In either case, not giving Congress the intelligence that is necessary to assess whether or not those decisions are necessary, to assess the degree of the threat, to assess the credibility of the intelligence, is extraordinarily alarming, because we've seen a picture like this before, where we were told that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that led us to one of the worst failures in engagement in modern history. So I'm deeply alarmed, and as the senior Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, I just called the alarms today in public at the committee hearing on arms control and said it's unacceptable for the administration not to be briefing all members of the Senate, but certainly the key leadership of committees that have decisions on foreign policy and national security.
Senator, do you think that something, either an attack on U.S. personnel or American military action, might be imminent in that region?
Well, one can only surmise that the reason to take out personnel out of the largest embassy we have in the world in Iraq is because there is some credible threat against the embassy personnel, against military personnel in Iraq that is still there, and our interests there. And so if that is not the case, then the only other explanation is that you are taking critical personnel out in preparation for some type of military action. In either case, it is alarming that we have progressed to that point where briefings have not taken place with the leadership of the United States Senate or with all the members of the Senate about what is this intelligence, what are these preparations. As I have reminded the Trump administration, two critical things. Number one is what we need right now is a diplomatic surge to get Iran to the table on its nuclear weapons desires and its other, bad actor actions in the region. And we can galvanize our allies in this if we work with them to achieve that, and we can achieve our ultimate goals. But when I hear reports of 120,000 troop preparation by the Department of Defense as a potential eventuality, it makes me worried that we can continue seek to create enormous economic pressures on Iran, but we also have to give them the out to come to a diplomatic solution before we pursue any military action. So I'm worried about where we're heading, and I'm worried about miscalculation by either side in terms of potential actions that can create a military conflict that will have some very significant consequences.
The president has denied these reports of planning to send 120,000 American troops to the Middle East. But I believe his words were, if I did it, it would be, quote, a hell of a lot more than that. Can the president do that without consulting with Congress? Can he do that unilaterally?
Well, you know, this is a constant struggle between the president and the Congress. The Constitution is clear. It is only Congress that can declare war. It is only the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that can give an authorization for the use of military force. If the president takes actions without Congress's approval, then it runs afoul of the Constitution, and it runs also into the risk that Congress might not fund such an action. So we are better when we do have to face military conflict, when the information, the intelligence is right, when the cause is just, and when our national security interests are at stake, that we speak together with one voice. But if the administration arbitrarily and capriciously does it on its own, the reality is that 120,000 troops won't do it. And all of us know that for every mobilized soldier, you need three support personnel. So we're not talking about 120,000 soldiers. We're talking more about 500,000 mobilization to support the overall, to support those soldiers. So that is an enormous mobilization at a time in which we have various challenges in the world beyond Iran.
You, of course, are the ranking member on Senate Foreign Relations. Are you hoping for a briefing on this soon?
I'm demanding it. And I've got calls out to General Dunford, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I've got a call out to the Secretary of State. I said it today at in public at hearings. I'm going to go to the Senate floor and demand it until we get it, because we need to know what is the intelligence that gives rise to the decisions that are taking place and to any decisions that may be contemplated in the future. You cannot make national security decisions and foreign policy decisions by flying in the blind. And right now, that's what the administration would have Congress do.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.